Let's bow our heads.
Katikotamise misoro yedu.
Heavenly Father, we want to appreciate you for once again an opportunity that we can come into your house. Lord, Heavenly Father, we are looking forward to seeing you and hearing you.
Amen.
Lord, Heavenly Father, being in our midst. Because Lord, Heavenly Father, what use is it to us to gather and you are not here? Lord, Heavenly Father, but whenever you are around, whenever you visit us, something good happens to us. Lord, we are expecting, Lord, Heavenly Father, that you will talk to our hearts. You will address our challenges. We have many, Lord, Heavenly Father. Some need healing of their bodies. Some need healing of their souls. Some need, Lord, Heavenly Father, various things. And we are all expecting that from you. Lord, Heavenly Father, we expect that as you will be talking to us through the Word of God, everyone will be getting their different needs from the same message. Lord, how we want to pray, may you help us forgive all our transgressions, our sins, Lord, our iniquities, that we may be able to find favor in your sight. Bless my brothers, bless my sisters, bless me as well, Lord Heavenly Father, as we get into a time of fellowship around your word. We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I want to greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
It's
good to be in the house of the Lord again. Fallen my Lord to come to share a word or two. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I know there are a lot of preachers around. And I also am resting upon them to be remembering me. Amen.
Amen.
The only time you feel like preaching is when you are sitting. When someone is preaching. But when you come here, then you it's a different feeling altogether. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Don't intend to take time or a long time here.
And this kutari sera kutora nguwa ya kariba ndiri panu.
These days it's very cold.
Mazwano kuru kutonora.
And it's also affecting, it affects a lot of things.
Chando ichi chino vacha kanganisa zunusaka wanda.
Amen. So
Amen.
We quickly want to go and have the comfort of our blankets.
Saturati kurumidze kupeze. Tiende kunoropa fazwa nema gumbeze edu.
I think I'm being very honest.
Apa ndukuto nyatso kutaura chokwadi chaicho.
Amen. We want to read Genesis 22.
Ndakuerenga Genesis chitsauko 22.
And John 3:16.
Na John 3:16.
Very familiar scriptures.
Magwaro atinoziva tose.
Genesis 22. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am.
Shire kwa hizo zomari wakaedza Abraham akati kwa ari, Abraham, iye akati, ndiripano hangu.
And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him therefore a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of.
Akati, zvinotora mwanakomana wako mumwe chete waunoda Isaka. Uende kunyika yeMoriah, umuite chibayiro chinopiswa, pane rimwe gomo randichakuudza.
And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him.
Abraham akamuka mangwanani, akasunga mbongoro yake, akatora majaya ake maviri na Isaka, mwanakomana wake, akatsemura huni dzechibayiro chinopiswa, ndokusimuka, akaenda kunzvimbo yaakaudzwa naMwari.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Nokuti Mwari wakada nyika, nokudaro kuti wakaipa mwanakomana wake akabereka mumwe oga, kuti ani naani unotenda kwaari arege kufa asi ave noupenyu husingaperi.
Ishe waropafadze kuverengwa kweshoko rao, tinogona kugara zvedu pasi.
May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of his word. You may be seated.
For a few minutes we just want to talk about sacrifice.
Kwema minutes mashoma dango taura pamusoro pechipiriso.
As a trademark of a believer's life.
Se riro dingindira reupenyu hwemutendi.
In other words, a sacrifice should be part of a believer's life.
Kume kutaura chipiriso kana kuzvipirisa unofanira kunge huri zvino zvifanira zviri chikamu cheupenyu hwemutendi.
Is sacrifice, you know, there is sacrifice as in a verb and sacrifice as in a noun.
Shoko rekuti kuzvipirisa rinogona kushandiswa riri shoko riri kutaura kupirisa kwacho.
Yes.
Chipiriso kana kupirisa kwakwewe.
Amen.
Amen.
A sacrifice is something a sacrifice is something that you love.
Kana zvichitaurwa kunzi chipiriso chinhu chaunoda.
Or a value.
Kana chaunokoshesa.
Or cherish.
Kana chaunodisa.
Which you give up.
Chaunobva wati handichachida kana unochipa.
Unochida
asi uri kuchipira.
Yes, and you are offering it willingly.
Uri kutochipira iwe nekuda kwako.
You are not being robbed.
Hausi kuita zvekubirwa.
It's not like something that has been stolen.
Zvakasiyana nechinhu chinenge chabiwa kwauri.
Ukabirwa motikari yako yaunoda stereki, you cannot say you have sacrificed.
If your car that you love so much is stolen, haungagoni uchiti, haungagoni kuti ndaipirisa.
Amen.
Amen.
Abraham was asked to go and sacrifice.
Abraham akakumbirwa naMwari kuti aende kunoita chipiriso.
He sacrificed his son.
Akanopirisa mwanakomana wake.
He offered his son whom he loved so much.
Akapa Mwari mwanakomana waaidisa zvikuru.
And God knew that Abraham loved Isaac.
Uye Mwari vaitoziziva kuti Abraham anoda Isaac.
And he even told him that I know you love Isaac.
Mwari wacho akatomudza Abraham kuti ndinoziva kuti unomuda Isaka uyu.
Isaac did not sacrifice.
Isaka haana chaakapirisa.
He was sacrificed.
Ndiye akanopiriswa.
Abraham lost.
Abraham akarasikirwa.
Amen.
Amen.
By having that commitment, it means to him he accepted that he was giving away his son.
Nekungozvipira kwaakaita iko kuAbraham, tinobva tatoverenga kuti akanga atopa mwana wake.
Isaac did not sacrifice.
Isaka haana chaakapirisa.
He was the sacrifice himself. As he now he was the sacrifice.
Ndiye akanga ari chibayiro chacho.
Amen.
Amen.
And we know that Abraham was typing God.
Tinozvati Abraham aifananidza Mwari.
And Isaac was typing the Lord Jesus Christ.
Isaka achifananidza Ishe Jesu Kristo.
God so loved.
Mwari vakada.
He loved and he gave.
Mwari vakada vakapa.
Meaning that giving is associated with loving.
Zvichireva kuti kupaka kwakabatanidzwa kana kuti kunobatanidzwa nekupa.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When you offer as a sacrifice,
ukapa chinhu sechipiriso,
the Bible says you have to do it willingly.
Bhaibheri rinobva radzidzisa kuti unofanira kuzviita nekuda.
Paul says in 2 Corinthians 9 verse 6, but this I say,
Paul anotaura kugwaro hili kuti neizvi ndinoti,
he which soweth sparingly,
uyo anokusha achida kunyima,
also sparingly.
Anokusha achida kunyima achapkoa.
And he which soweth bountifully,
asi uyo anokoa zvakawanda,
shall reap also bountifully.
Achakohawo zvakawanda zvakare.
Every man according as he purposeth in his life.
Mumwe nemumwe sezvaanotsunga mumwoyo make.
So let him give.
Saka ngaape.
Not grudgingly.
Kwete nekunyunyuta.
Or of necessity.
Kana kuti nekuda kuti zvanga zvichifanira.
For God loveth a cheerful giver.
Nekuti Mwari vanoda munhu anopa nemufaro.
God loves a cheerful giver.
Mwari vanoda munhu anopa nemufaro.
When you are giving, you must be giving cheerfully.
Kana uchipa unofanira kupa nemufaro.
Give with all your heart.
Ipa nemoyo wako wose.
That is the characteristic of God.
Ndo unu wa Mwari.
And his children, they do the same thing.
Uye vana wa Mwari vanoita zvimwe
chete. When they give with all their heart.
Kana vana wa Mwari vachipa vanopa nemoyo wese.
Leviticus 1:3.
Leviticus 1:3.
The children of Israel were told,
if
his offering be a burnt sacrifice,
kana chipiriso chake chiri chipiriso chekupisa,
of the head,
chedangarake,
let him offer a male without blemish.
Ngaunze wono isina kupomerwa.
He shall offer it of his own voluntary will.
Achaipa iye nekuda kwake
kwakasununguka. At the door of the tabernacle,
pamusuo wetabernacle,
of the congregation,
yeungano,
before the Lord. You cannot sacrifice something to someone whom you do not love. God loved the world. God loved us. And then he gave us because he loved us. Love constrained God to give. And love should also constrain us whenever we have to give. You do not give because you have.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You don't give necessarily because you have. You don't give because it's the extra. But you can give the extra. But when you are giving,
and
it's something that you are sacrificing, you give even when you will be left with nothing.
Amen.
And when you give, you don't give what you don't like.
Ahupe chausingade.
God refused sacrifices of lame animals.
Mwari vakaramba zvipiriso zvemhuka dzakaremara.
So when you want to give,
saka kana uchida kupa,
you are giving the best.
Urukupa chakanakisisa.
When God gave the world a savior,
Mwari pakapa nyika ino muponesi.
He gave a savior par excellence.
Vakapa muponesi wepamusoro-soro.
There was no better savior out of Jesus Christ.
Kwanga kusina mumwe muponesi akanaka kudarika Jesu.
God did not remain with something better which he could have given as a way of saving people.
Mwari havana kuzosara nechimwe chinhu chiri nani chavaiti asi ichi ndicho chandaingadai ndapa kuponesa nyika.
He gave us the Lord Jesus Christ.
Vakatipa Ishe Jesu Kristu.
Which was the best savior there was.
Anga ari muponesi akanakisa kudarika zvose.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So when you are sacrificing,
saka kana iwe uchipira,
you are really, it's something that is part of you which you are offering.
Chinhu chitori chikamu chako chiri pamoyo chauri kutopira.
Something which you wanted to use yourself.
Chinhu chaunga uchida kutoshandisa iwe pachako.
But you are forgoing consuming it yourself or using it yourself.
Saka iwe uri kuti aiwa ina handidi kuchishandisa pachangu
ini. And you are preferring your brother whom you love or your sister.
No, zviri nani chiwanikwe nehama yangu kana hanzvadzi yaunoda.
And God cherishes things that you do as a sacrifice.
Uye Mwari vanofarira zvinhu zvaunoita zvose nguva dzose kana
kupisa. And he blesses you for things that you offer as a sacrifice.
Uye Mwari vanoropafadza pane zvose zvaunopa sekupirisa.
God wanted to bless Abraham.
Mwari vaida kuropafadza Abraham.
He wanted to bless Abraham.
Vaida kuropafadza Abraham.
You know, and he just did not want just kungotanga ndikubvango kuti mombe mbudzi why zvese kungomupa zvakadaro.
God did not just want kungotanga kungoti he would have all the cattle and all the goats like, just like that.
He looked for an excuse.
Saka Mwari vakatsvaga chinenge inenge pembedzo
to bless him.
Yekuti vamuropafadze.
Amen. Yekuti kana nesuo tikazoona zvinhu zvakaita go through obvazoropafadza tinoti ah but yeah.
That even when we read his account, we will find justification for him being blessed.
Yes. God sought like an excuse to bless Abraham.
It was like Abraham.
The Bible says God tempted Abraham.
Bible Abraham.
He asked him to sacrifice his son whom he loved. And where we have read, we did not hear Abraham entering into a discussion with God.
Abraham achipinda munhaurirano naMwari.
You know, we get the reason naMwari kuti, you know, zvazomboita sei nai.
Trying to have a conference with God, trying to find out what's the problem.
You know, to really try to see zvishuwa kuti aidha ari kuda kuziva kuti is it really God who is talking to me? We did not hear that being written, that Abraham then engaged God in trying to really argue. As a way yekuda kusa ita zvataurirwa.
Hapana patinonzwa kuti Abraham akatotanga kupokana naMwari kana kuzvinetsa mupfungwa
make. When we read about Moses, when Moses was asked by God to go to Egypt.
Patinoverenga pamusoro paMoses kuti Moses akanzi naMwari enda kuEgypta.
You read about Moses then entering into a discussion with God as a way of trying to avoid doing what God had told him.
Tinoverenga nhaurirano yaMoses achiedza kuwana pembedzo yekuti asaite zvatumwa naMwari.
But here we are hearing God is telling Abraham.
Asi pano tiri kungoona Mwari achirayira Abraham.
Go and sacrifice your son.
Enda unopirisa mwanakomana wako.
Which son he had waited for 25 years.
Mwanakomana wanga amirira kwamakore 25.
And Abraham just picks the son and he goes.
Abraham akangosumudza mwanakomana wake ndobva vaenda.
And God was looking at that level of obedience.
Mwari vakanga vachitsvaga chiero chakadaro
chekuteerera. And he also expects us as his children to obey just like our father Abraham obeyed.
Saka Mwari akutarisira kuti tive nechiero chimwe chete chekuteerera sekuteerera kwakaita baba vedu Abraham.
You may be having reasons.
Unogona ngai une zvikonzero.
But obedience is better than sacrifice.
Asi kuteerera kunokunda chibayiro.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, we read in the scripture.
Tinoverenga mumagwaro.
You know, here I said the Abraham, God is like God was trying to find an excuse of wanting to bless Abraham.
If you read in the
Bible,
mukaverenga muBhaibheri,
in the book of Judges,
mubhuku ravatongi,
Judges 14 verse 1.
Judges 14 verse 1.
And Samson went down to Timnath. And saw a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines.
Samson akadzika kuenda kuTimna akaona umwe mwana kusikana weTimna woma Philistia.
And he came up and he told his father and his mother and he said, I have seen a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Now therefore, get her for me to wife.
Akakwira akandoudza baba vake namai vake akati ndaona mukadzi paTimna pakati pavakunda vavaFilistia. Naizvozvo zvino nditorerei iye ave mukadzi wangu.
Dai ari mazuva ano taingonomutorera quotation chete yekuti under no circumstances.
If it was today, we would just take that quotation kuti hapana chikonzero.
Under no circumstances.
Zvisinei nechikonzero chazvo.
But the children of Israel, they also were taught by Moses.
Asi vana Israeri vanga vakadzidziswa naMoses.
That under no circumstances you do that.
Kuti hapana chikonzero chaunofanira kutombozviita izvozvo.
Then his father and his mother
ipapo baba vake nhamai vake
said unto him,
vakati kwa
ari, is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren,
ko pakati pavakunda vehama dzako,
or among all my people,
kana pakati pavanhu
vangu, that thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines,
hapana mukadzi here zvoda kundozvitorera mukadzi pakati pavaFiristia.
And Samson said unto his father,
Samson akati kuna baba vake,
get her for me,
nditorerei iye,
for she pleaseth me well,
nokuti unondifadza kwazvo.
Now
there we are going to take a rod.
You
failed to obey the quotation.
Now
you give us a reason that she pleases you.
Brother Branham, it was a
Brother Branham spoke about this. About this girl who had his boyfriend would come and wait for him outside the church.
He smells nice.
Akapachi konzere kuti hanzi tsoka dzake dzinonhuwirira chaizvo. Now those kind of girls, they need rot.
But his father and his mother
asi baba vake namai vake
knew not
that
it was of the Lord.
Havana kuziva kuti zvakanga zvichibva kuna Jehovah.
Do scripture and
that is the scripture we were looking for.
He sought an occasion.
Nokuti wakanga achitsvaga mhaka
against the Philistines.
Yokurwa navaFiristia.
For at that time the Philistines had dominion over Israel.
Zvino nenguva iyo vaFiristia vakanga vakabata vaIsraeri.
So God wanted to destroy the Philistines.
Mwari aida kuparadza vaFiristia.
But he was looking for just an occasion yekuti awaitire hasha dzekuvarova.
Saka vanga vachitsvaga chikonzero that he can destroy them.
Pataikura.
When we were growing up,
kune vanhu vataiti inovanenge vari vanhu mabullies.
We had with the bullies.
Zvekuti anogona kuuya obvaisa kana gumbo rake kana pasi perako zvekuti iwe uchatongomutsika zvakadaro.
He would just come and put his foot under yours.
Kana kuti anoita a behavior yekuti aidha unomuguma oita kunga wakuwadzwa nezvawaita izvozvo.
Or just behave in an abnormal way before you so that you can just bump into him.
Ari kuda kukutsvaga kuti akurove chete.
Just to find an occasion to just beat you up.
But why
did you step on me? Why are you stepping? What are you still? Why are you
stepping?
And he starts beating you.
Those who are going to finding an occasion.
No, that's what the Bible says.
Why did I destroy my Philistines?
God wanted to destroy the Philistines.
But he was looking for an excuse.
As long as you talk a man. That's why he came near Soro Zavakata.
In a positive sense,
God
wanted to bless
Abraham.
So he looks for an occasion. How can
I give him cattle, camels, sheep and goats and children?
Regandi dimisire gumbo rangu pasi perake ndobvandazomuwanira occasion kana kuti mhosva yekuti waitire izvo zvizita ndakukuropa fa.
So let me just find an occasion that I would bless him and say because of this I'm going to bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
And we hear Genesis 22:15, they say, and said, by myself I have sworn, say the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and he has not withheld thy son, thine only son.
Tinonzwa pano kuti Genesis 22:15 kuti ini pachangu ndapika nekuti iwe waregera kundinyima mwanakomana wako iyega akaberekwa.
That in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven.
Kuti mukuropafadza ndichakuropafadza uye ndichawanza vana vako vagoita senyeredzi dzekudenga.
And as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies.
Uye sejecha riri pamhenderekedzo dzegungwa uye vana vako vachatora masuwa
yavo. And in thy seed shall all the enemies of the all the nations of the earth be blessed because thou hast obeyed my voice.
Uye mumbeu yako imi marudzi ose panyika acharopafadzwa nekuti wateerera izwi rangu.
Saka Mwari wanga wagara vachida kuti tiropafadza marudzi.
God was already wanted to bless the nations.
And what he is doing with Abraham is finding an occasion to reach out to us to bless.
You know, zvavari kuita naAbraham vari kuona chikonzero chekuti maropafadzo ati asviko kwati.
Then in Genesis 24 we see that promise being a reality.
Zvino mana Genesis 24 tikona vimbiso ichi.
And Eliezer is saying, verse 34, I am Abraham's servant.
Eliezer apa arikutaura kuti ini ndiri muranda waAbraham.
And the Lord hath blessed my master greatly.
Jehovah wakarapafadza tenzi wangu kwazvo.
And he has become great.
Wava mukuru.
And he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and male servants and maid servants and camels and asses.
Wakamupa makwai nemombe nesiriveri nendarama navaranda navaranda kadzi namakamera nembongoro.
We don't know kuti zvakatora makore mangani from the promise to ipapa, but you know this is what Abraham was now.
Hatizive kuti how many years it took kubva pavimbiso kusvika apa, asi ndo changa chachina nocha
Abraham. This was the benefit of giving out his son.
Aya anga amaropafadzo ekupirisa kwaakaipa mwana.
And when you offer something as a sacrifice, if you give as a sacrifice, God will bless you. It may not be all these things that I've written which befell Abraham, but God will definitely bless you. For any action that you do as a sacrifice, especially to help God's children, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Giving is a virtue. And you are blessed more when you give than when you receive. I know most of us, we see God more when we receive. My testimony that you don't know.
The testimonies that we hear from here
is of the lesser. It's more blessed to give than to receive.
People who are coming to testify here are the ones who are giving the testimony of what God says is the lesser.
Amen.
Amen.
We see God more when we receive.
Tinoona Mwari zvakanyanya isu kana tagamuchira.
But God is looking at you and me to be giving.
Asi Mwari vakataisira kuti iwe neni tipe.
Do you know kuti manizi edu muno mukaoma? Ari pakati pedu.
Munoziva here kuti zvose zvatiri kuda mumwe nemumwe zvinokwanisa kungozadzikiswa ipo pakati pedu hama.
Ukati hauna upfu iwewe.
If you say you don't have mealmeal,
Mwari wanogona kukupa upfu kuburikidza ne one of these children.
God can bless you with mealmeal using one of the children here in this church.
Amen.
Amen.
Zvatinoda Mwari wakatoisa pakati pedu.
What we need, God has already placed among us.
Vakavakwa temple ye Israel.
When the temple of Israel was built,
they did not go to hire artisans and builders and carpenters elsewhere.
Awana kunotsvaga vavaki vane hunyanzvi kana makapenda kana vamwe kune imwe
nzvimbo. God anointed the people who were amongst the children of Israel.
Mwari vakazodza vanhu vaive pakati pevana veIsraeri.
And those are the people who provided the skills that were needed.
Ivava ndo vanhu vakava ine hunyanzvi hwaidikanwa.
Chinoita kuti tisafe pakati pedu ingori vanhu vasiri kuita.
What makes us to suffer amongst ourselves?
Vanhu vasiri kuita move into their positions.
Ingori nyaya kuti people havasi kuenda munzvimbo dzavo.
Or we are just being selfish.
Kana kuti vanhu vakazara nehundini.
But otherwise, zvese zvatinoda zviri pakati pedu.
But everything that we need is found in amongst ourselves.
Amen.
Amen. May the Lord grant us grace.
Acts 20:35. I have showed you all these things. How that so laboring ye ought to support the weak. And to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said it is more blessed to give than to receive. So it is Jesus Christ who said that.
It's the Lord Jesus Christ who said that.
Kuti zvinoropafadza kuti upe kupinda kuti upiwe iwewe.
It's more blessed to give than to receive yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
So Lord, Mwari watibatsire.
So may God help us.
Umwe naumwe apinde paposition yake.
That each and every one of us get into their position. The politicians
wanozouya nema doctrine anonzi wana socialism.
Who come with the doctrine of socialism
from one according to ability,
kuti uyu mumwe mwenumwe maringe nekukwanisa
kwake, and to one according to need,
mumwewo maringe nekuti anodewo
There are
people who try to live their Christian life but not believing in Jesus
Christ.
That everything must be shared amongst us common. That's the doctrine that we have during the
war.
That all these cars that you see, they will all belong to us. All the houses, they will all belong to us equally.
It's just the devil who is trying to present a better alternative. But God has already provided for us. That He has distributed amongst us what we need. You only just have to move into your position.
Those
nine spiritual gifts are not
there. That's the same with the nine spiritual gifts given to the church. If you just sit there with your dreams and say, I just dream. And thinking that the dreams that you have is just for your family.
People who suffer and yet you will appear.
But yet you have been given something to bless God's
people. But you are supposed to contribute. You are supposed to sacrifice. You are supposed to give. To your brothers and to your sisters. Because God has provided for them through you. In the same way on the natural things that we require. Because we are believers of one body.
We the ones who have,
and we do that through sacrifice.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
James 2, verse 5, 15.
James 2,
if a brother
15.
Or a sister be naked,
can I and
one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful for the body. What doth it profit you?
If a brother comes and says, I don't have bus
fare.
And you say, brother, you have to pray real, real deep, deep, sincere prayer. God does not forsake His own.
But you have 5 rand in your
pocket. But you have got 50 cents in your pocket.
Even if you have got a mysteries, what does it benefit?
Even if you talk about the mysteries and the rainbows, it will not give this brother the bus fare.
The reason there is a lack amongst us is lack of love. Because it's love which causes to give. God so loved that He gave. If you so love, you give. And when you love, you don't love selectively. Because I don't know what no Vasaka, I think you know.
He comes from Mbare, my neighborhood, so let me give him.
I think I've Mbare, you know, if the other one
is not coming from Mbare, then the level of love
we
is
have
different.
To love one another as sons and daughters of the same father.
Tinofana kudanana mumwe nemumwe sevana komana nevana sikana va baba vamwe chete.
Ukaona hama iri kufamba. And
if you find a brother who is in trouble,
you know, if you put yourself in his shoes,
ukazvipinza muchimiro chehamai.
Yakataura na Brother Branham paaiparidza stage of a perfect man.
What Brother Branham said is when he was preaching chimiro chemunhu akakwana.
I think he was talking about the brother kindness. I don't remember.
And just what right
you just put yourself in his shoes.
Hanzi unotozvi pinza iwewe muchinano chehama yako.
If Brother Mtukira comes to me,
kana Abraham ndiwa vakauya kwandiri
over what brother iwana wangu And he said,
oh brother, yesterday we had no food.
And the children were crying.
They had no food. They have gone to the school, but there is no food.
If I love him,
kana ndichida hama,
I put myself in his shoes.
Ndino zvipinza inini mutsoka dzavo.
I take his children.
Ndino tora vana vavo.
And I place them as if they are my children.
Ndino tora vana vavo sekunge ndivo vana vangu.
Wangu ndo wandinonzwisisa vana ini.
Inini my children I can understand.
Ndo wandino tora ndobva ndaisa parikunzi havana kudya vakarara nenzara.
Then I put them in the position of those hungry children. Then you start to imagine what your how your child behaves when he
is hungry.
That will help you to get into the gear of try of giving.
But as long as
they are brother Mudiwa's children and I've got my own children here. Then I'll just say, oh brother, you need to pray. I'll pray for you, my brother.
I promise you when I get home, I'll go down on my knees. And
I'll
pray, brother.
But yet I've got the money to buy the minimum.
It's because
I did not take his children like my own. Amen.
So the reason there is lack amongst us is lack of love.
Together
we have enough to take us through. All we have need of has been distributed by God in our midst. Like the members of the body, literal. If each part does according to how God has endowed it, the whole body will enjoy good health.
Amen.
Amen. And if you sacrifice, lose something for the sake of the kingdom of God, God will reward you. And God does not owe any man anything. Amen.
Amen.
When we worship God, it has to cost us. Yes. And it's not costing us the extra. It should not cost us what we don't want. It must cost us what we really value and cherish. It may not be monetary. It could be in whatever form, probably time or opportunity or whatever.
As far as you go to marry, chete, you know, when you go to Nguva, Kananezumo, Zaunengo, Abatiranazo.
I remember several years ago.
Dinungora ngarira makore ma kakati kutapura.
There was a job opportunity.
Pakava nemukana webasa,
which I could have gotten.
Randinga da hinda kacho pinda
inu. But it was to do with the tobacco. And the unbelievers that we work with,
they
could not understand. I told them, no, I will not. I am a believer.
And
he was looking at me
and
saying, ah, this is a good opportunity for you. I said, but I am a believer. I would rather do a very low paying job, but pleasing God.
Ningada hangu kuita basa repasi pasi rinotambirwa mari shoma asi ndichifadza mwari.
To me it means it was a sacrifice.
Saka kwandiri ndinototi ipapo chakava chipiriso.
It's a worthy job that I let go.
Raive riri basa rakanaka raigona kusimudzira upenyu hwangu randakasiya.
For the sake of the kingdom. For the sake of the love that I have for the Lord Jesus. I will not do this. So ndirikurasikirwa nechinhu chandaikwanisa kubenefita from because I love God.
I am losing the thing that I was supposed to benefit from. Nekuda kuti ndoda Mwari.
Amen.
Amen.
What you offer is a sacrifice. God has a lot of respect. Amen. I remember in the Bible, David longed to have the waters from Bethlehem.
Where?
And he just said as a chishuo chikungoshuwa kuti ndirikushuwa mvura dziya idzi dzataimwa dzepatsime rekubhetirehema
dziya. He just said it casually as a desire and said, I desire the waters of the wells of Bethlehem.
And the mighty man wanga achitaurira masoja ake.
Varume vemhare that he was speaking to his soldiers.
They did not enter into some discussions with him about it.
Havana kumboita hurukuru naye pamusoro pechishuwo chavo.
They knew the risks that were associated. They could not get the water there because kwakuine vawengi ikoko.
They knew vaiziya njodzi yavaigona kupinda nayo kana vakada kuenda kumvura ikoko.
And these men they knew. And these men they knew.
Vaitoziva varume.
But when they saw the desire of the king,
asi pavakaona chishuwo chamambo,
they just communed amongst themselves.
Vakangokurukura pakati pavo.
Vakati hendei varume.
And they said, no, let us go and fetch this water.
We didn't go to agree.
And they agreed.
Ndokubva vatora zvungu zvavo.
And they took their weapons.
And they took their pitchers.
Vakatora zvirongo zvavo.
And they went.
Vakaenda.
And they were fighting.
Vachirwa.
Going to the well.
Vachienda kutsime.
And they fetched the water.
Vakachera
mvura. And they were fighting.
Vakarwa
zvakare. Coming back.
Parwendo
rwekudzoka. They put their lives in jeopardy.
Vakapinza upenyu hwavo panjodzi.
Hapana asingadi upenyu hwake panapa.
There's no one who doesn't want to preserve their life.
And ukaona munhu azvipira upenyu hwake kuti akana ndafa ndafa, it means you are sacrificing your very life.
If you find someone saying, no, it doesn't matter if I die, it means you have sacrificed upenyu hwako.
And when they came back,
pavakadzoka,
David did not know that this is what the boys were doing.
David haana kuziva kuti ndo zvaitwa nevarume veumhara.
And when they came back,
pavakadzoka,
tobva auya nemvura iyi.
And they brought that water.
Shikanzi chef.
And they said, king, this is the water that you were desiring.
Inova tarisa bvano rezvishuwa ndiyo chaiyo mvura ikuti ndiyo chaiyo mvura.
And when he looked, he found out, yes, it was truly the water from Bethlehem. And he said,
and David knew the danger.
David,
how did you do it?
Kuti mazobudirira seiko?
Pamwe vanga vatori nemaskars nemaronda
nemabandages. Probably they had scars and bandages all over their bodies.
Shikanzi ano mwari waita nyasha.
And they said, no, God was gracious.
You know, David wakatora mvura here.
And the Bible said David took that water.
Shikanzi ndomwa here.
Can I drink this water?
This water was so precious.
Mvura yanga yakakoshesa.
It was so precious to him.
Yanga yakakoshesa kwaari.
Shikanzi ndomwa here mvura yakakosha zvakadai.
Can I drink this very precious water?
This is the price of sacrifice of someone.
Mvura iyi mubairo wekuzvipirisa kwomumwe munhu.
Pane angadai imwe mhuri ingadai yatoita shirikadzi, imwe mudzimai angadai yashirikadzi nekuda kwemvura.
A certain woman who might have
vamwe vana vakadai vasisina muriritiri nekuda kwemvura.
Some children might have become fatherless because of this water.
Chirege ndiipe Mwari.
Let me sacrifice this to God.
And ndobva aita a drink offering to
the Lord. Ndobva aita mvura yechipiriso kuna Mwari.
Because that water was so precious to him.
Nekuti mvura yanga yakakosha kwaari David.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And Amen. We read again of David.
When
he committed the iniquity or sin of counting people. Israel yakarambidzwa naMwari kuita census.
God had forbidden Israel to do or to take a census. We don't know why, but God had just forbidden them to do a census count.
So David, I don't know kuti chii chakapinda mumwoyo make.
We don't know what entered into the heart of David.
Vamwe anga arida kuedza kuona kuti anga aita sei madevelopment programs ake.
Maybe he wanted to see how he can bring development programs and how he can.
And he commanded his generals, no, imboverenga ida kuona kuti vanhu vakawanda sei.
Ndobva arayira vakuru vehondo dzake kuti verengai vanhu, I want to see how many we are.
Achingodaro hasha dzaMwari ndokubva dzamuka.
After he did that, then it kindled the wrath of God. And then God said, what you have done, I do not like
and
it.
And you are going to pay for it. And he was
given three options.
Multiple choices.
Bunzo rinema anza matatu.
And apana kana mhinduro yanga iri favorable to him.
Not one of the three answers was favorable to him.
Ipo papai fana kuya ikunzi none of the above. It was, all the options were very difficult.
And
still he told the men anga tu mwana mwari kuti ndiri pa ndaiswa pa rumwana nzombe chai.
Kusvikira akaudza the person who had come with the way that I'm in a dangerous situation. It's better to fall in the hands of God because it's gracious.
One of the options here, if I would fall in the hands of his enemies.
Nekuti zvimwe zvaanganzi aite kuti azviise muruoko rwemuvengi.
Akafunga akati,
and he thought about it.
Better kuti ndipinde mumaoko aMwari.
It's better to fall in the hands of God.
Ndikarowa hangu naMwari.
If God chastises me,
Mwari wane nyasha.
God is gracious.
Mwari wanoregerera.
God forgives.
Mwari wanorangarira.
God remembers.
But izvozvo hazvina kureva kuti Mwari akabva amuregerera because wasarudza kupwira maoko aMwari.
It did not mean that because he had chosen to fall in the hands of God, then God forgave him.
Kwakafiwa thousands and thousands.
Thousands and thousands of brothers and sisters died.
Ndokubva Mwari wazo instructa ngirozi mutumwa anga ari responsible for the destruction kuti hazvakwana.
And then God stopped the destroying angel.
Saka David akaenda ndobva aona Gad the prophet.
David akaenda kunoona muprofita Gad.
Ndobva audzwa zvekunoita.
And he was told what to do.
Go and sacrifice.
Kuti anopachibairo.
Paburiro ra Onan the Jebusite.
At the threshing floor ya Onan muJebus.
Kune the other scriptures. Anonzi Arauna.
Mune rimwe gwaro anonzi Arauna.
But Arauna is the same as Onan the Jebusite.
Arauna zvakangofanana nekuti Onan muJebusi.
Amen.
Amen.
Ndokubva anzi enda uno pachipiriso ipapa threshing floor ya Onan the Jebusite.
Go and give a sacrifice at the threshing floor of Onan the Jebusite.
So when he went there,
paakaendapo.
I think that is Second Samuel.
Samuel wechipiri.
Okay, right. Well, I think we are already there. And when the angel stretched out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord repented him of the evil and said to the angel that destroys the people, it is enough. Say now thine hand. And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing place of Arauna the Jebusite. And David spake unto the Lord when he saw the angel that smote the people.
David
and said,
Lo,
I have sinned.
And
I have done wickedly. But this sheep, what have they done? Let thine hand, I pray thee, be against me and against my father's house. And God came that day to David and said unto him, go up, rear an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Arauna the Jebusite. And David, according to the saying of God, went up as the Lord commanded.
David akaita sezvakarayirwa naGad.
And Arauna looked and saw the king
coming toward him.
And Arauna went out and bowed himself before the king on his face upon the ground. And Arauna said, wherefore is my lord the king come to his servant? And David said to buy the threshing floor of thee.
David akati kuzotenga buriro
rako. To build an altar unto the Lord.
Kuti ndizovaka aritari
kuna She. That the flag may be stayed from the people.
Kuti denda iri rigomiswa kura yevanhu.
And Arauna said unto David.
Arauna akati kuna David.
Let my lord the king take and offer up what seemeth good unto him.
Ishe mambo wangu ngavatore vaite zvakafanira nekuda
kwaari. Behold, here be oxen for burnt sacrifice.
Tarisa idzi nzombe dziripo
dzechipo chinopiswa. And other instruments of the oxen for wood. And these things did Arauna as a king give unto the king. And Arauna said unto the king, the Lord thy God accepted
thee.
And the king said unto Arauna, no, but I will surely buy it of thee. At a price. Neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God of that which doth cost me nothing.
ina andisi kuzopa chibairo chinopiswa nemoto kunashe pachinhu chandisina kupirisa kana kutenga nemari.
Ndopirisa kuna mwari kuna mata mwari zvinhu zvisiri kundikostira ini.
Can I worship God without something that it, without something costing, without it costing me something? It must be costing me something. It must be painful.
It must be something that I feel a loss. For a good cause to the Lord.
I must really feel that I've lost something. Many of us would have said, ah, Arauna is a man of God. Those two cow, oxen that I was supposed to sacrifice, now I take Arauna's. The basfare that I was supposed to use, now I'm putting in my pocket and using his.
But uyu atokupa uyu ko ndiye hakuna mata manje iwo hakuna mata.
The one who has given you is the worshipper and you are not the worshipper.
Because iye ndiye akusacrifice.
Because he is the one who is sacrificing.
Iwe you are not sacrificing.
Iwe hauna chawapirisa. Amen.
If you read Genesis chapter 23.
Ukaverenga Genesis chapter 23.
When Abraham went to buy the cave of Machpelah.
Abraham pakaenda kunotenga bako ra Machpelah.
He was offered for free.
Akapuwa pachena.
Zikanza muri muchinda pakati pedu.
They said you are a prince among us.
Sarudzai hanzi hakuna nemabwiro ake angakurambidzai kuti musavige vana wadikani wenyu pamabwiro edu.
No one who can refuse you to bury your children and your family in our own cemeteries.
Choose.
And he said, no, thank you very much.
Because
if I found favor before you, now listen to me.
I want to buy. It must cost me.
But
I don't
just receive for free.
And the men wanted to persuade
him, no, just to take for free. And he said, I want to buy.
What
can we
do? $400, but $400.
But you should have taken for free. Abraham took the money and paid for it.
You should not worship God.
You know,
you should sacrifice the single cost.
And using sacrifice that cost you nothing.
Amen.
Amen.
Mwari ngawatibatsire.
May God help us.
The widow of Zarephath.
Shirikadzi yeZarephath.
She sacrificed the only flower.
Akapachibairo cheflower yoga iyoyo.
And only oil.
Nema futa iwayo
zvanga zvasara
that were remaining
to give to Elijah
kupa kuna Elia
whom she did not meet before
wanga asina kumbosangana naye kumashure
whom she did not even know his religious standing kuti munhu akarurama zvakadii
wakanga asingamboziva kuti chinamato chake akamira papi.
She was then willing to die and her son for she was willing to die. After having fed Elijah.
Asikuti vapa havo Elia awana chekudya. If it were you, would you have accepted that offer? You know that this minimum that remains. And we don't know if we are going to get an some more. But we are giving this man whom we don't know his whereabouts.
Now, my excuse. Now, white lies, my black lies.
That's where we talk about white lies and blue lies and the excuses.
But the widow.
Asishirikadzi.
Something in her.
Pane chimwe chinhu maari.
Chaka chiri muna Kristu.
Which was in Christ. Which told her, give.
Pumakangofunga kuti wewe tika 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 jigaisisu
And he said, even if we eat, that's all that is left.
We still die.
Let's just give to the man of God. It's better.
Better to suffer.
It's better that I suffer. Knowing that I'm dying of hunger, but I've sacrificed to another person.
She gave the only thing that was remaining.
You
don't sacrifice because you have.
You don't sacrifice because you have extra.
Measure the sacrifice.
The real measure of sacrifice is giving that which only remains and you have nothing else.
Mark 12. Verse 41. And Jesus set over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much.
Zvino Jesu akanga agere akatarisana nechivigiro chemari, akatarira vanhu vazhinji vachiisa mari muchivigiro, vafumi vazhinji vakanga vachiisa zvizhinji.
Ukabvunzwa iwe kuti Jesu akapinda muchechi munofunga kuti anenge akagara kupi?
If you are asked kuti if Jesus Christ comes into this tabernacle, where would he be seated?
Akangopinda hake semunhu ogara muchechi.
If he just comes in as a person and sits in church.
Ndofunga kuti ndofunganoya pamberi mberi chaipo chaipo where things are
hot. You always think that you come and sit in the front where Apostle Nzuru kupisa.
But manje wakanogara manje.
But look where he went to sit.
Box iri kona kwiro.
At the box at the back.
You can imagine kuti vanhu vasina kupona zvakanyanya pavaiona Jesu ari pa box remari.
Now in both funga, those people who were not really saved when they saw Jesus sitting by the box of money.
What
did the people think about?
Endanga asikuita zvechikristo zvekusada kuziva kuti what is the left hand do not you know.
He was not doing like a
Christian.
He was really inspecting everything happening.
$10.
And he was seeing and seeing that that one is putting $10.
Kusikira pazoya mudzimai uya akauya ndobva akanda. And there came a certain poor widow and she threw in 2 mites which make a farthing.
Kukasvika chirikadzi waiva murombo akaisa tumari tuviri tuduku tunoita
fadzi. And he called unto him his disciples. Ndobva atona maridzo yake ipapo.
Akadanira vadzidzi vake kwaari akati.
And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor woman,
chirikadzi iyi,
hath cast more in
iri murombo yaisa zvizhinji
than all they which have cast into the treasure.
Kuna avo vose vakaisa muchivigiro.
For all they did cast in of their abundance.
Nokuti avo vose vakaisa vachitora
pazvishavo. But she of her want did cast in all that she had.
Asi iye wakaisa achitora pakushayika
kwake. Even all her living.
Zvose zvakanga anazvo.
Saka kumba kwakasara kusina kana nechinhu.
Zvose zvaifanira kurarama nazvo and remained with nothing. Are you able to do the same?
Yes, man.
To bring all your living wages.
She came with everything and put it in there.
And Jesus said, And Jesus does not say, I saw your desire, mother.
We consider kuti mapakuta.
We now consider that you have already given the sacrifice. Go back home. Take your money. And go and buy your children some food.
Jesus, what do you know? She is poor and she has put in everything.
Jesus Christ saw that. Mudzimai aiva murombo. Uye ari kutora zvose zvainazvo achiisa. He left it like that. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
May the God of heaven help us.
Spoken word, you can't thou knowest all things.
Spoken word,
Paragraph
5.
Brother Jackson was just telling me this afternoon.
Brother Jackson,
I just met my friend from South Africa.
Usually
he sits right here. I don't see him tonight.
He's
a man like we all are. He said his wife has some interest in some cattle.
Hanzi mudzimai wawo ane chekuita nenyaya yekumageto.
Keto.
Ane chekuita nemombe.
Anofarira
mombe.
The Lord just put upon her heart to sell it for 80 pounds.
Mwamwari vaisa pamoyo wavo kuti vatengese mombe ine mapounds 80.
Which was a sacrifice price.
Yaive mari yekuti vatozvipirisa.
I'm sure she could have sold it for more.
Ndinotenda kuti
vaikwanisa
kuitengesa nemari yakati wande.
Which would be 3 times that.
Asi vakaitengesa nemari yaikwanisa kuve yakapetwa katatu.
Wakwanisa vakaitengesa nemari yakatopetwa
katatu.
That would be 120.
Yaifanira kunge 120.
$140 or 240 rather.
Yaifanira kunge iri mari inosvika $240.
And so she just throwed that out.
Saka vakangoendesa.
Which was the sacrifice price.
Kwaive kuzvipirisa hako.
And they give her a post-dated check.
Ndobva vapa cheki yanga ine date rekumberi.
They said it would be alright.
Vakati zvakaringana.
They come on up to the World Conference.
Vakazouya ku World Conference.
Just led of the Spirit.
Vachitungamirwa nemweya.
They sold their automobile and things.
Vakatengesa motokari yavo nezvinhu.
The Lord leading them.
Ishe vachivatungamirira.
Saying come to Hammond.
Vakati huyai ku Hammond.
Ishanga achivatungamira kuti vaende ku Hammond.
The Lord was leading
and
them to go to Hammond.
They didn't know I was at Hammond.
Ivo vanga vasingazive kuti ini ndiri ku Hammond.
The Lord leading them to Hammond.
Ishe vachivatungamira
ku Hammond. And then when they got there.
Zvino vakati vasvika ku Hammond.
His wife went in.
Mudzimai wavo akapinda.
She came out.
Akabuda.
I had never met Sister Jackson.
Dansanambosangana nehanzvadzi
Jackson. But just a few moments.
Asikwe kangu vakadiki.
But I know she's a staunch Christian.
Asindozati muKristu chaiye.
So she came to her husband.
Akauya akaudza mudzimai murume wake.
That's the way a family should live.
Ndo mararamiro anofanira kuita mhuri.
Akauya kuzoudza murume wake.
She came to tell her husband.
Or whatever zvaanga rufunga kuita akaizotiudza murume ndopanounze dhoo zvinofanira kuitwa ne family.
Every family must discuss what
they
want to do.
The Lord has put upon my heart to give a missionary brother.
Ishe vazvisa pamoyo wangu kuti ndipe hama yechi missionary.
Who is in there?
Arimom.
Fasting in there for a cause.
Ari kutsanya umwe nechinangwa chakanaka.
This 80 pounds.
Iyo 80 pounds.
You are getting it?
Masubata, eh?
I think it's a mombe yake ne 80 pounds, which was a sacrifice price because he had 240.
She saw the cow for 80 pounds.
Somehow the Lord leads them as a family to go to Hammond.
Nimenzira mari vakatungamira semhuri kuti vaende ku Hammond.
Kwaive conference ikoko and havana kuziva kuti Brother Branham.
Kwaive conference, they didn't know Brother Branham was there.
And when they got there,
pavakasvikako,
this sister,
vahanzvadzavo,
she is saying to the husband,
ari kuti kumurume wavo,
the Lord has put upon my heart to give. This 80 pounds that I think is a mumbe here.
I want to give
80 pounds. In this church, conference, he's fasting, he's praying.
A pound is worth about
$2.80 in American money.
A pound is $2.80.
She said, the Lord told me to give him this.
Vakati vanzvadzi ishe ndovandudza kuti ndimupe.
And she consulted her husband.
Vakanobvunza kumurume
wavo. Which was the right thing to do.
Chaive chinhu chakanaka
kuita. And her husband said.
Murume wavo akati.
God is in that.
Mwari vari mazviri.
It witnesses to my heart to give it.
Zvatopupura mwoyo mangu kuti ngatipei.
He goes out.
Vakabuda.
And the missionary happened to be coming out.
Mumissionary wacho akabva angotangawo kubuda.
After fasting for several days.
Mushure mekutsanya kwemazuva akati kuti.
With a call on his heart that he had to be a missionary work.
Aine kudanwa pamoyo wake kuti anofanira kuenda kunove mumissionary.
He didn't have the money to do it.
Anga asina mari yekuti azviite.
Just needed that money.
Aitoda mari.
And when he walked out.
Paakabuda.
Said.
Vakati.
The Lord told me to give you this 80 pounds.
Ishe vandiudza kuti ndikupei mapounds aya 80.
And the man cracked and fainted on the street.
Murume uyu akabva angofenda ipapo. Mumugwagwa.
From the shock that God provided his need.
Nekuvhundutswa kuti Mwari vabva vangopindura munamato wavo ipapo.
Of course, they had to wipe a few tears from their eyes.
Wongo vakatombopukutawo musodzi pameso avo.
Amen.
Amen.
murikuona kuti chinhu chinoitwa as a sacrifice chine reaching consequence.
You see that everything that you do as a sacrifice,
especially
done
in prayer and with God leading.
Zvinhu zvese zvaitwa nemunamato uye Mwari vachitungamirira.
And a day or two after that, a few days after that, God give him back his 80 pounds.
Mwari vakavadzorera 80 pounds yavo.
With 100 pounds interest on top of
it. Ine interest 100 pounds pamusoro.
That's our Lord.
Ndozvinoitwa naMwari wedu.
Just a little way he does things.
Ndo imenzira diki yavanongoita nayo zvino.
You see the benefits of doing things as a sacrifice for a good cause to God.
Murikuona here maropafadzo ekuita chibayiro chakanaka kuna Mwari.
Our hope is in God.
Tariro yedu iri muna Mwari.
The spoken word,
paragraph 5.
This is a great heavy burden that no one knows nothing about.
Uyu mutoro mukuru usina mumwe anoziva nezvako.
That's just God and I alone.
Angori Mwari neni.
But when I do get to go to bed,
asi pandinozoti ndakuenda kunorara,
what a wonderful privilege
unenge uri mukana wakadi.
I have to kneel down before God.
Maropafadzo akadiko kupfugama pamberi
paMwari. Say,
ndoti,
Father,
Baba,
I have done the best that I know how to do.
Ndaita zvinhu zvose nekukwanisa kwose kwandinokwanisa.
I have done all that I know how to make life just a little more pleasant for people.
Ndaita zvose zvinokwanisa kuti nditi upenyu hunakirewo kune vamwe vanhu.
And I am sure that his blessings returns and returns and makes life a little more pleasant for me now.
Uye ndinochokwadi chekuti maropafadzo anoramba achingodzoka achinodzoka zvichiita kuti upenyu
hundifambire. It comes back to you.
Cast your
bread upon the waters.
Someday
it will come back to you. If you want to do something for God, do something for his people. You want something good said about you, say something good about someone else. Bless someone else. And you are blessing someone else. And as you are blessing someone else, you are blessing God. For Jesus said, inasmuch as you have done unto the least of these, my little
one,
you have done it unto me. Amen.
Amen.
Of course, we know about the case of John Sharit.
John Sharit.
Brother Branham says, in scriptural signs of the time.
Brother Branham says, "Mune
paragraph 54, he says,
paragraph 54.
I stood the other day and seen a mysterious sight.
A
good friend of mine, and a friend of Jack Moore,
Shamaria Jack Moore,
John Sharit. The Lord blessed him. The first part of the ministry, he had no children. He worked for 25 cents
per hour,
busting concrete on the street. He
came
to the meeting. The Lord blessed him. Amen. He got five children. Now he owns half of Phoenix.
Yes, you know, akunzi ndiye muridzi we half ye Phoenix.
He gives about 2 or 3 million each year to the Lord.
Anopa mamiriyo anoita maviri kana matatu kuna ashe gore.
I was standing on his farm not long ago, one of them.
Ndandakamira pane purazi rake panguva pfupi yapfuura.
Where he had 1500 Mexicans working steady.
Anga aine ma Mexican 1500 vachishandapo.
And a whole county of nothing but cotton, potatoes, county after county.
Aine mapuraza akazara makotoni nemapotatoes.
He owns them himself.
Zviri zvake iye ari murinzi.
And 15 years ago was getting a quarter an hour for breaking.
Asi makore 15 apfuura aitotambira 25 cents per hour.
Faith without works is dead. Spoken word against faith without works is dead.
Spoken word nonzi kutenda kusina mabasa
kwakafa. I'll just read how Brother Branham on the same thing he just expanded a bit.
Njangoverenga apa Brother Branham arikuwedzera pane zvavambo taura pa paragraph 9.
And so Brother Sharit, he was born a fellow that didn't have very much of this world's goods.
His father was a
very poor man. And he was very rowdy. And he left his mother and John Charity about 15 years ago.
Was
selling apples at a nickel a piece in front of him like this in St. Louis, Missouri. Couldn't have a cart to take care of his mother. And he had an impediment of speech. He couldn't talk at all. If you go to talking, just stand at just he try again. And like if he was going to say good evening, he would say
You know, people who stammer when they try to speak. He, after having stammered, you know, it takes a lot of energy, so he wants to stop and start again.
You can see paragraph 10, if you go down a little bit. But one great thing, he loved children so well. She was buried.
Saka
apa, he stammers.
Vano kakama.
He is poor.
Barombo.
He marries a wife. Whom he loves so much, and she is barren.
So the problems were heaping up one upon the other.
He was married for many, many years.
Six, seven, 10 years,
no children.
Six, seven, ten.
He cut concrete on the street, 25 cents an hour to make a living.
25 cents per hour.
And they had saved their money. And they bought a little three-room house. I think it cost about $1,500 back in that time of the depression.
Paid until
they paid all of it off.
Imagine if you have
$1,500 business, 25 cents.
Just imagine if a person is paying a house for
$1,500. But just about the time they got it all paid off, they had a revival in Phoenix. You can imagine the joy
when they saved for their own house.
And there was a man by the name of Dr. Sutton. Don't know whether you know him or not.
A full gospel preacher
came down there to Phoenix. And he was staying in a tourist camp. And the Lord appeared to Brother Sharit. One night in a dream. And he said to him, take your silverware and your clothes and your wife and leave your home and turn that over to this brother Saturn. Sister Daimanga Murimi.
Anzazi, if it were you. You started in a shack and then you bought this house. Finally, you've bought your own small house.
I can imagine.
Even they send letters to the parents. Now we have our own house.
Our
things are now well for us because we have got a house. And the brother comes.
But underwater.
I dreamt.
It's not a vision, eh?
I just see that is
it.
I dreamt.
Vision, vision, you know,
if a person says, I saw a vision, you can quickly accept it.
Because for a dream, it's really
a true calling to really say it's God behind it.
Brother,
tell me, What did you eat for supper?
Wanguda kutsvaga way yekuda kudiscredita hope dzacho.
Now you are trying to find a way yekuzvidza that dream.
Kuti tingoti no, you know, dai mambumirira marota futi kuna zviri
zvitokwadi. So we can just give an excuse and say no, wait for another dream for confirmation.
Zvikanzi, think of it. After about 10 years of hard labor in the depression,
saving and
striving,
and
the Lord told him to turn that place over to Dr. Sutton,
which was a
well-known minister,
and
told Dr. Foot,
who is a doctor,
who is then actually probably supposed to even be kana wari kutarisa mamiriro anga vari pamwe afa anga tori better than they were.
Now if you look at Dr. Sutton, you must have been better than iwo tikataisa pane mamiriro upenyu
pamwe ndikungofungidzira
zvangu. I'm just imagining.
Brother Sharit said,
Brother Sharit vakati,
all right Lord,
zvakanaka ishe,
went to his little companion,
akaenda kune mudzimai wake mudiki,
the Lord has spoke to me,
akati mudikani ishe vataura neni,
told me to turn our house over,
vakati ti mare vanditaura
kuti tipe imba yedu, take our silverware and our clothes and turn the house over to Dr. Sutton.
Mare vangoti titore midziyo yedu yemumba ne
hembe
kuna Dr. Sutton.
She said, all right dear,
paakanoudza mudzimai wavo akangoti zvakanaka mudikani.
She believed because dai akaramba ini ndinotomudzwisisa dai tomudzwisisa
mudzimai uyu akazvitenda. If she had refused, I would have understood her position. Because it takes God to get to the same level of way of faith.
She believed in her husband. Said, if the Lord said for you to do that, God has got something else for us to do.
Mudzimai akatenda murume wake akati kana vari ishe vakutaurai kuti tiite izvozvo vane zvimwe zviri nani.
He turned all he had now.
Vakapa zvose zvavaive nazvo.
And he have no place to take his wife that night.
Vakanga vasina nzvimbo yekuenda nemudzimai wavo
masiku ayo. And they found the tourist camp that cost 75 cents.
Vakaenda kukembe yematourist yaibhadhara 75 cents.
And they stayed in the tourist camp that night.
Vakanorara kukembe yematourist.
And making 25 cents an hour cutting concrete on the street. That's right.
Vachitambira 25 cents per hour vachigadzira concrete mumugwagwa.
He is a great big man, weighs about 225
pounds.
And about a week later, some rich lady told him that she would move some of her things back in her garage if he wanted to live in her garage.
Kuti ngavaunze zvimwe zvinhu zvavo mugarage uye kana vachida havo kugara mugarage rake.
Up towards Camelback Mountain.
Apo kuduze neku Camelback Mountain,
kind of a big old aristocratic part of the country there.
Inova nzvimbo inogara vanhu vanenge vane upfumi vepamusoro.
If you keep my yard trimmed,
kana mukakanisa kungogadzirawo payard pangu,
come in and keep the grass watered and so forth, you can live in my garage free.
Mukauya muchidiridzawo roni yangu munokanisa kugara pachena
mahara mugarage mangu.
You can stay in my garage.
Well, wangai nemba.
People who used to own their own house,
garage,
now living in a garage, and now becoming a garden boy. Now that's what the people will be saying. Now we are trying to use it in a
he moved
context.
Up there without one thing.
Vakapinda muvasina chavai
nacho. Got some boxes.
Vakawana maboxi.
Got him and laid on the floor. Got him a mattress.
Vakarara pasi vakazowana mattress.
Him and his wife slept there.
Ivo nemudzimai wavo vachirara imomo.
Brother Sutton said, Brother Sharit.
Brother Sutton akati, Hama Sharit.
I don't. Said, the Lord said for me to do that. That's right.
Ivo akati, aiwa ndishe vandiudza kuti ndiite izvozvo.
Ndokunga wanga uda kuedza ku Brother Sutton, Dr. Sutton, I think wanga uda kuedza kuti no, zvamandiitira izvi guys, I think, you know.
Maybe the Dr. Sutton was trying to say, no, you shouldn't do what you have done.
No, you shouldn't tell them to
do
that.
And the Lord went on. Me.
And he went on. And he was that way about a year.
Now, you're questioning yourself now. Is it God
Because when you sacrifice, because I wonder what Mary Nasika,
because every time you sacrifice and you give this brother some money, you think that God is going to return that favor immediately. Now it took a year. Now you're starting to think again, was it really God behind that dream?
Lived a Christian, a good Christian life. Finally, the lady that he lived with was a multi-millionaire woman. And she seen his honesty. He was a Christian. Just like a Daniel down in Babylon. She went up to him one day. She said, John, you know what? The Lord spoke to me last night in a dream. And he told me that I shall loan you $10,000 to go in business. She said, but the Lord told me, why? He said he couldn't talk.
He
said, lady, I can't even talk.
And you can't say that to
I will not make a businessman.
And you can't say to him, businessman.
She said, but the Lord told me to do it. And here is the check.
Here is the check.
Like, Pastor, now we must dream wake up.
Now, two dreamers have met.
Now,
you can't doubt another's dream when you believed your own dream.
He said, well, I couldn't let you do this. I don't want $10,000 laying on my...
$10,000.
So she said, but the Lord said for me to give it to you. I notice you have been a good, honest man.
Seen
you reading the Bible, and I got me a Bible and was reading. Because I saw you reading.
So I also bought my...
And the Lord told me to give you the check. Loan it to you. For $10,000 to go in business.
$10,000.
So he took the check.
Check.
He didn't know what to do. So he went on. And one evening he was walking up and seen a little old 5-room house for sale for
$2,000.
So he went down there and cashed the check and bought it for $2,000. And he went down there, him and his wife, and begin to knock the plastering off of the place and replastered it nicely. Him and his wife working together. And he plastered up the house. Fixed the ground. And they put a sale sign up on it. And if he would have got 3,000, they would have made money. And he sold it for
$6,000.
Today, John Sharit is worth $500,000.
Yes, you know, John Sharit, Anne Marino Sika, $500,000.
That's been about 6 or 7 years ago since he started. Worth $500,000.
Anne Marino Sika, $500,000.
Not only that.
He
is the father of 3 fine children. He said, Brother Branham, what if Dr. Sutton wouldn't have taken? What God told me to do? See, what it would have been? Excuse.
So God wanted to find an excuse
to bless
this
brother.
And did the same as you did to Abraham. To give him a small test. Just putting his foot under you. And then say, why are you stepping on me? Now I'm giving you money.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I'm just rushing to finish up.
I'm going to call me that it's
the And now he stood there.
Sino akamira
ipapo. Said, Lord,
akatishe.
Whenever I see your program.
Pose pandinona hurongwa wenyu.
Just he had so much money.
Vanga vaine mari
akawandisa. Said, I don't want. He owns orange groves, ranch houses.
Mani maprazi ema
orange. He owns the big Thunderbird ranch there.
Ndio vane ziprazi guru.
One of the greatest there is in Arizona.
Ziprazi guru ma Arizona yose.
And he said all these things. I've got more money than I know what to do with it. And God gave him a fine little girl. Then a little boy. Then a little girl. That's the reason he isn't with us tonight. The little baby is just recently born. His wife had been barren for all these years. Now she's bearing children. Oh, what a happy family. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, when I come to Phoenix, went up to the meeting one night and he said, Lord, isn't that where you was talking about? Then he said, come to me. He said, Brother Branham, you don't owe me a penny. But if I can pass your hat or bring your coat, I want to be in the campaign.
If I can just come and be somebody collecting the offerings in the church, or just moving around with your coat. Yes, I'm just running around in your campaigns.
And I had a prayer for him, and God restored his speech. Back to him again. Now he is healed.
Yes, you know, Agapora.
With his fine home. Everywhere. Gives his tithe to the Lord of everything he makes. Oh my,
he
is just blessed. Now if you want to write him, just write to John B. Sharit, Phoenix, Arizona. It will get to him.
John Sharit, Arizona.
Even a man
as rich as he is, without an address, the letter will get to him.
Now, it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. And now, that isn't saying, you let God tell you what to do. And when God tells you that Mrs. Jones over there is a widow woman and needs some clothes, and he speaks to you to go help that widow woman, you go help her. You do that. Because listen, friends. All the money that we have will pass away someday. That's right. It won't be no more. It's just the eternal things. That's the things that we have in our soul. We came into this world naked. We go out of the world naked. The Lord gave, the Lord taken away.
And
blessed be the name of the Lord. You see, this brother,
Amai. Something that he told Brother Branham.
He said in paragraph 8, one time I thought I wasn't right. It wasn't right to receive a present someone give you. Brother Sharit, a man corrected me on that.
Brother Sharit,
he said, Brother Branham, I hate to correct you on anything. But said, you are mistaken there. He said, you have caused those people for not receiving their presence. You caused them to lose their reward. It's more blessed to give than it is to receive. Even
So even if a person comes and says, brother, just get this dollar and buy a drink.
You win $10 more.
And you have got $10 in your pocket.
It's wrong to do this. Ah, brother, you need money now.
Kukanganisa kuramba Mario and say, I've got it. Go and buy for your grandmother in the rural area.
Yeah, I think it will be better there.
kana atungamirwa namwari kukupa iwewe.
If the person has been led by God to give you,
it's not necessarily probably because that you don't have.
Aitinya yekuti hauna.
But ndopa nekii yekuti arupafadzwe manje iye.
That is where the key of his blessings are.
Ndopa rudzi na John Charity makanganisa brother brother.
That's why John Charity was correcting brother brother.
Pakuramba Maria manga mapiwa makanganisa
mapresent. Presence
because matodziwisa vanhu ava kuti vasawane kubva kuna Mwari.
Because you have caused those people not to be blessed or rewarded by God.
Brother Branham pawakanamatira that mwana akanga aita cancer around the throat.
When Brother Branham prayed for a child with cancer on the throat,
he couldn't even just, you know, stand seeing suffering and getting.
Vakatotadza kumira vachiona
matambudziko aita.
But when he prayed, he said,
and when he prayed, he said, God, what are you enjoying?
What pleasure are you deriving from this?
No, I'm also looking forward to seeing what you do.
And God, ndakato mira kuona kuti iwe uchaitei.
When he prayed, flesh the blood of Jesus Christ between this devil and this child.
And he went out. The father of the child followed after Brother Branham. And he said, Brother Branham,
sorry,
I've got my tithes here.
Yeah. You know,
they have to pay hospital bills. And no, brother, I don't need the money.
No, brother. No,
it's this is God's money. And he said, go and pay the bills for the baby.
No, I see my
bills. And he said, no, it's not for the bills. It's for you.
He insisted, would it alright?
Vakato ramba vachito gombedzera kuti receive it.
That's
what Brother Sharit was
saying. You are wrong there.
Muruku kanganisa ipapo.
Pakuramba kwamurikuita mabvara mablessing haifana kuwana munhu.
When you refuse that gift or a present, you are blocking God's blessings upon the people.
So we are supposed to shanda under inspiration and live a life of sacrifice.
Tofana kushanda tiri pasi pekufemirwa uye tokurarama
upenyu hwekuzvipirisa. A life ye sacrifice.
Jesus lived a life yekuzvipirisa.
If he comes into your heart, you then also live a life of sacrifice.
Kana akauya mumoyo wako newe uchazviraramira upenyu
hwekuzvipirisa. Aitaura kuti you don't live your life on your own.
Hanza urarame upenyu hwako pachako.
You live for others.
Unoraramira vamwe.
Live for that man who would, even if there is an opportunity, would kill you.
Raramira uyo munhu wekuti kunyanga akawana mukana anokuuraya.
Just do that extra mile for the benefit of another.
Ingozi pirisa iwe
kuti
mangoropafadzwa. Kwete nekuti unazo.
I always tell people about this little testimony. Ndatopedza.
Ndinowanzo taura vanhu kati chapupu kadika.
Which happened several years ago.
Kakaitika makore akati
kuti. I don't know pamwe ndakamboitaura. Because ino ndinakidza ndakamboitaura kune vamwe.
I enjoyed this testimony. Maybe I told you before.
Ndakaenda kubasa.
I went to work.
We didn't have, you know,
there was some problem.
My wife was still working that time. And I knew. But again, she did not have that day. She
when
did
I went
Marie
to work,
lunch.
That my wife angasina Marie kujiga koma skat. Something happened when I was at work.
Marie I think it was just enough to buy chikaf.
So Marie kanga yakangokwana ningotenga lunch.
And inini I needed food.
I was also hungry and I needed
food. And I knew my wife was hungry. And
it was not my wife did not have food.
Sakai was torn in between.
What can I do? Can I eat or can I give my wife?
Let me go and give her. So
I walked from my workplace
and I came to Aishant.
Then went to her workplace.
And
I called her and I said, yes, some food. And he said, where did you get the money?
So
God did done something somehow. So he said, what are you going to eat? Then I left and started to go.
No, I wanted to check something for the shop.
So Ndaida started such mission in a shop.
In Park Street.
In Park Street.
So they ended in Samura Mashel.
So I was going along Samura Mashel. Then I turned in Park Street.
Just after that, it's just a building.
Building, yes,
so this island. The other street.
So I went,
shop
I was on the island to go across the street.
Then pandaka cross up the island.
So and I was just to cross the island to go across the street. I just
heard
whistling.
Those
guys who take care of the vehicles. I said, what do they want? Somebody is calling for you.
And this building, which is opposite to this house, is Jameson Hotel.
Saka building iri opposite to Zesa is Jameson Hotel. And I looked up. At the mezzanine floor.
I saw mkwasha wangu ari pa window.
I saw my son-in-law at the window.
Tano.
And he said, oh, father-in-law, come here. And then I went round. And I went up. And I
saw you crossing.
Come and have some lunch. And I had a plenty of food in the hotel. May God bless you.
God bless.